It would have gone on longer if I'd have started in the wrong key, but there we go. Seems like yesterday I met Walt Warner here at the barn over there in the corner. He Semper Fi and he fought in the Korean War. Walter's smart, gentle, and unassuming. He sounds like Jimmy Stewart and his voice is soothing. His stories will make you cry and laugh at the same time and then beg for more. Well, he made that wallet, tooled and cut. He took it from his pocket and he opened it up and pulled out a picture of the prettiest girl you've ever seen. It was his wife Nancy when she was young, maybe 1950 or 51, the only girl he ever went with, a college homecoming queen. Back in the eighth grade, he was a troublesome buck. He took her reserve for being stuck up, so one day he slapped all her books right out of her hands. She started to crying, and he felt so bad, he picked up her books and handed them back, and he looked in her tear-filled eyes and felt so sad. But then the oddest, unusual thought came to be. He asked if she'd like to go to the movies, and he still can't exactly believe how it all turned out. She wiped her tears and said, "I'd love to," and that began something that nothing could undo, not even war, not even her dad and his dolls. And that's my life story as it stands. I won't know the rest till the promised land, and all these nightmares go to hell and stay. I'll be free when I see my love, when I walk through those gates. Yes, much to her dad's ongoing disdain, they listed through high school and nothing changed except that they grew closer with every passing day. She became a cheerleader and he loved sports, football and anything with cleats or shorts. They'd hold hands after every football game. Matt, Nancy's dad, was a master surgeon trying to roll the credits and bring down the curtain because Walter was just a farm boy building cars from junk. On prom night, Walter pulled into their drive and Dad just couldn't believe his eyes because the car still had no seats and that boy didn't measure up. So in her dress on yet their biggest date, Nancy sat down and rode on an orange crate. But they were both so happy, she never did once complain. Now her father kept picking the poor kid apart, but also spent a time at the grandparents' farm, and over grandma's elderberry pie he was begrudgingly tame. That's my life story as it stands. I won't know the rest till the promised land, and all these nightmares go to hell and stay. 'Cause I'll be free when I see my love and I walk through those gates. Well, they went to college together while a new war stirred, and Walter couldn't keep the service deferred, so he got called to California where he began his years in the Corps. When he found out he was going to Korea, Nancy got on a plane and said, "I'm coming to meet you," but the service wouldn't let soldiers marry on their way to war. Yeah, but it was lucky they took time to hear this case and how these lovers were together since the eighth grade, and the colonel gave the okay to marry there that day. The war broke out with Walter overseas, so he searched over the mountains, hillside, and trees to bring down every enemy weapon he could help find. His right-hand man was supposed to watch out, but that grenade, it never made a sound. It hit Walter, and his partner fell down crying. Walter spent quite a while in hospital healing, looking at the walls, but mostly the ceiling, and then the time came he could move a little more and more. Past the boredom, they had wheelchair races, but Walter had his confiscated, and he had to go back to bed and just lay around bored. He begged the nurses for something to do, but he couldn't stand laying the whole day through, so one took him down to the basement and opened the door. There was a Seminole there with leather and tools at a table, and Walter learned every day as much as he was able, and that brings us back to the wallet he pulled out before. That's my life story. As it stands, I won't know the rest of the promised land. All these nightmares go to hell and stay. I'll be free when I see my love and I walk through those gates. Now I've gotten ahead of myself, man. This all started when he burned down a hamburger stand back in seventh or maybe the eighth grade. He took a bag of dog droppings and set it on fire on the back steps, just a joke to admire, but the greasy floor and walls went to sky-high flames. At court, he was lucky somehow or another, because the judge used to have a crush on his mother and had him wait in the office till the days his cases were through. Then the judge left the courtroom and came down the hall. Walter never got jailed because of one phone call, but he was sent to Euclid to his grand. He was sent from Euclid to his grandpa's farm in Oberlin. That's my life story as it stands. I won't know the rest till the promised land. And all those nightmares go to hell and stay. I'll be free when I see my love and I walk through those gates. Well, the first time Walter walked into gunfire and shelling, he put Nancy's picture in the crown of his helmet, but a colonel saw and said, "Son, I'm gonna save your life. Your job is finding mortars and howitzers. You're gonna get killed carrying around that picture. When you get back, I'll return this photograph of your wife." Well, he was out in the forest, isolated, starving, no food, all hope was faded when they found an old bag of rice in the woods on the ground. Little did he know as he ate that meal, the damage coming and the pain he was gonna feel when those worms grew up and eat him from the inside out. That's my life story as it stands. I won't know the rest till the promised land. And all these nightmares go to hell and stay. I'll be free when I see my love and I walk through those gates. The song keeps getting farther and farther away. Well, Nancy, she didn't see Walter in what seemed like forever, off at war in a hospital healing in leather. So her kisses covered Walter's picture in lipstick, red lipstick. Finally came home, but he wasn't quite free. He had scars and nightmares and PTSD, but Nancy stayed by his side like she'd vowed to, healthy or sick. He had several jobs as he battled the past, but compassionate brother gave him safety at last, and he hired Walter based solely on brilliance and ethic in his mind. And in her 70s, Nancy got sick, and he fought his best fight, drove acid tankers and flew planes at night and spent all day, every day with her until she died. Well, that's most of the story that I heard from Walter Warner just yesterday back there in the corner. Then he put his picture back in a handmade wallet and put it away. I wonder how many times, I wonder how much he's made his mark and a soul was touched because that colonel gave Nancy's picture back one day. I'm gonna grab her, jump for joy, feel the way I have not felt since I was a boy in my new body. Tried my with my Lord, I tried my best and this world's a mess, but I'll be free evermore. That's my life story as it stands. I won't know the rest till the promised land. And all these nightmares go to hell and stay. I'll be free when I see my love and I walk through those gates. That's my life story.
Thank you. Thank you, Walter.